because from we got there, we started, again, we started to do a lot of investigations in terms of our stats. We start looking at the stats because we want to know what we're dealing with. We don't want to plan our programs blindly. So we start looking at stats from the education standpoint. I mean, what are the stats on the repeaters? What are the stats on the dropouts? What are the stats in terms of where are some of these crimes being committed? So we can know how to gauge our program. We want stats from the prisons. I mean, persons who are about to leave the prisons. How do we get them to be a part of the society again? How do we craft these programs that these persons can benefit from and society can accept them, right? So we've been doing a lot of work and investigation and analyzing some of these stats, right? The consultations, we're going to go into the communities, we're going to go into the schools because we want to hear, we want to listen. Because what you would find is that a lot of these young people have their own answers to some of their problems, right? I mean, we have some rehab programs for the prison. We have mentorship programs where we're going to use a lot of our popular Vincentians, not just in culture or entertainment, but just popular people who have a voice, who have an influence. We're going to be collaborating with some entities to do bullying programs. We want to do school competitions. We want to do tourist village. We want to do skills training through Pan Against Crime, Sport Against Crime, tie-dye, craft, business plans, bartendering, fashion, just business on a holistic way. We want to take on the fishing line approach, right? So instead of somebody coming to you every month wanting a $5 or $10, we're going to give them a fishing line and tell them to go and fish. We're going to educate. We're going to go into the school and the communities. We're going to do seminars and workshops. We're going to utilize the community centers to see how we can empower the persons within this community to utilize the community center as a hub or as a home, right? We're going to create a database of different personnel who are stakeholders to help fight crime.